Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:52 as we finish out this hour of Total Information AM. I'm Michael Calhoun in for Megan Lynch this morning, and I don't have to worry about the trees in my yard during the winter, right? Maybe the garden plants or the perennials, sure, but not the trees, right? Might want to rethink that. Joining us right now is Alec Hall, an arborist with the Davy Tree Office, St. Louis West. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Alec.
Hey, what's up, Michael? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, so what would you say is the single biggest mistake that homeowners make when it comes to the fall into winter cleanup?
Well, I think that attitude you just had about your trees might be the single worst thing. So, no, I think what it is, you know, we all really enjoy our trees in the fall, right? That's when we get our fall colors. They're beautiful to look at. And we kind of think that, hey, the season's over. We don't need to do anything, right? Unfortunately, that's not the case, right? As you well know, here in St. Louis, we get really cold temperatures and, you know, snowstorms, and we really never know what the weather is going to hold. So, you know, for me, the single biggest mistake is just assuming that you don't have to do anything at all.
So, you know, one of the things that you think about in the fall would be mulching. And so the question that I have is, do I just pile it, you know, in that nice mound around the trees, or is there like a strategy to putting mulch out?
Yeah, that volcano there. No, we want to avoid that. So, you know, a 2 to 4 inch blanket is usually sufficient. What that does, it keeps the roots, you know, healthy from freezing, things like that. But 2 to 4 inches, just put a 2 to 4 inch blanket on it. Don't mount it up like a volcano. Don't put it against the trunk of the tree. We don't want to, you know, trap moisture or anything on that trunk and cause a wound channel.
Yeah, when it comes to protecting the trunk of the tree, I guess, not just from, you know, putting the mulch there, but when it comes to bugs, you know, do we have to think about like larvae burrowing in, and how do you even protect against that?
Yeah, so maybe not so much larvae burrowing in, but most certainly there are overwintering pests that can kill your tree, right? And some of them, scale would be an example. Some of them, they have to be kind of remediated in the fall and the winter, right? Because they're somewhat impervious to, you know, summertime insecticides and whatnot. So a dormant oil is normally what we would do, or an arborist would do for you to kind of protect those trees over the winter.
And when it comes to watering, is it true or false that people should hold off on the water once it starts to get a little cold out there?
No. I keep watering, Michael. So, you know, for me, you know, I have new trees in my yard. I'm watering them right now. We're getting down into the 40s in the night. I think that's okay. I would slow down when we get towards freezing, right, because we don't want to cause any damage. But most certainly trees are still, you know, they're still moving. They're still translocating fluid during the winter. So as long as it's not real cold, it's not below freezing, I would continue to water.
And certain time of day for that? Certainly not when it's, you know, potentially really cold in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, certain time of day, it's, you know, every day is going to be a little different. But I water mine in the morning when possible.
Okay. And when it comes to pruning, what's the rule for that? Should we be out there pruning trees? And what, you know, what's the strategy with that? Or should we wait? And until when?
Yeah, so there's actually some trees you really shouldn't prune until wintertime, right? Oaks and elms would be an example of that. Here in St. Louis, we have a lot of pin oaks. We have some elms, although those have gone mostly by the wayside. But there's certain trees that only should be pruned in the wintertime, right? Or as we kind of get into cooler temps, just, you know, for risk of disease transfer and things like that. As a general rule, I think winter's a great time where we can really see the kind of interior of the canopy. We can see the structure of the tree because there's no leaves on it, right? So winter's a good time to do our structural pruning. to make sure our trees are safe against, you know, the snowstorms, and so that they're, you know, okay in the spring.
Well, the forecast over the next few days, you know, 65 tomorrow, 70 on Friday, but then Sunday, the high temperature is going to be 43, so.
Yeah, yeah, well, perfect time to prune.
Well, that is Alec Hall, an arborist at the Davie Tree Office, St. Louis West. Thank you so much for the tips this morning, Alec. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Michael. All right, man. You have a good day now.
Thank you, sir. You too. Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.